Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the Green Room Lounge on this beautiful Thursday night, it's Scott Ruins Your Podcast with Mike, Scott, and John!
Whoa, what is this? Get out of here. Hey, hello everybody.
Hey everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to Scott Ruins Your Podcast.
More than last time.
That's what I want to do every time. Welcome, for those who haven't been here before, I'm Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Mike.
Hi,
Scott.
Mike is to the right of me. John is to the left of me.
You said it right, you just pointed wrong.
I pointed with both hands. So the audience got a whole different side of the story. A
whole different experience.
Cool.
What was I saying?
I don't know. John seems in a bad mood, though.
John is mad.
Why
is
John mad?
Guess what, John?
What?
Good news. Tonight's a Thanksgiving episode.
Yay!
Because it's next week already. I'm trying to get my phone in my pocket, but it's getting caught on my keys. This is...
Why don't you separate those, like, by, like, the side? So, I put my keys in one pocket and my phone. Mike, what do you do?
My keys are over in the booth there.
Like, so say you're going out. You got to do keys in one pocket, phone in the other, everyone else?
Yeah.
No, you combine them?
Well, Scott's got like four pockets. He's got cargo pants.
I got six pockets, man.
He's got six pockets.
Don't forget the two in the back.
So why? Okay, so you have more pockets. So why don't you separate them?
I usually do, but tonight is a special night. No, this pocket is useless.
Why?
Because I never use it.
Then why are you wearing cargo pants?
Because it's literally useless.
I'm right-handed, and this is on my left side of my pants.
You can't use your left hand.
No, that's not a reason.
Well, yeah, I can, but what am I going to put my... everything I use is right my right hand, so I put it all on my right side.
What are you, gunslinger? Do you need your phone that fast?
Yeah, why can't you put it other places? Like, you can't... You mean you can't just reach in and do this?
I did... Whoa.
Whoa, look at that. Look how fast he is.
Really easy.
Gross.
Do you think, like, your left hand is usable?
It's pretty stupid. Like, I don't get it. Like, we have two hands... And most people aren't ambidextrous, but
no,
and I'm not. So it's like this hand is great for holding things, but that's about it.
All right, Scott, stand up for 1 second. All right, now put your left hand in your left pocket. That took no time at all.
Whoa! Like, but now that I pulled out, the things I put in this pocket are missing now, John.
You didn't put anything there.
I did. That's why I put my keys and my phone in the same pocket. Oh, they're all in this pocket. Everything.
Well, it's like a magic trick. You fooled yourself.
See, I usually put my keys in this pocket, my phone in this pocket.
Okay.
But I have more things in my pocket, but I was going to separate them. But now I just shoved it all in the same thing.
Oh, okay, that's okay. I get
God
it now. That's okay.
Damn it. And then my wallet's down here.
It's just a mistake. Oh, your wallet's down there.
You want to know why?
You don't like sitting on it?
Yeah, that's most of it. But pickpockets, I was like, oh, check the back pocket. It's missing. He's already been robbed.
Well, I guess he doesn't have cargo pants. I won't check.
Well, he's not going to go through every... Like, pickpockets are like, oh, excuse me, sir, and they push into you with one hand.
And I would be like, assault. You just push me right in the shoulder.
But then like, he uses the push, and then he, like, sticks his hand in his pocket like that and pulls it out at the same time so you don't feel it.
Right, but now...
But then I could be like, oh, my God, I keep bumping into you, checking all six pockets.
But as soon as someone pushed me and went, oh, my God, I would feel for everything because I'm one of those paranoid people.
Yeah.
When I was 8, I saw one of those 2020 specials about how people can, like, just steal your pocket no matter what. So, like, whenever I'm walking in a crowd, if I, like, touch somebody, I just automatically check everything.
Whoa, you touch somebody and you check everywhere?
Yeah. That's,
yeah, check all the places.
Yeah, check everything.
I heard that muggers... like to tell people that someone mugged is a chick. Hold on, rewind it.
I heard muggers like to say they used to tell the chick. What?
No, I heard that some muggers were like, hey man, they tell, like, if they're like in an aquarium, and they go,
for example,
they're like, hey, someone pickpocketed me, so be careful. And they go, attention aquarium people, visitors, there's a pickpocket in the crowd, be careful. They do that because people are like, oh, shit, there's a pickpocket out of the crowd. Let me check my pocket. Oh, shit, my wallet's here. The guy's like, I know where that fucker's wallet is. He does it to scope the goat. What's it called? What's the phrase? What's it when you drive up to a bank and you sit there and watch it? What's
scope,
it called?
Scope out the place?
No.
I don't know.
Checking the flap? No, what's it called?
Check, like, the flap.
No. Casing the joint.
They case your pants.
They case where your wallet is, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a pretty elaborate scheme just to, like, pay somebody off to make an announcement at an aquarium so you know where someone's wallet is to go steal it eventually.
Dude, it happens at aquariums.
Sure, all the time. That's why I don't go to aquariums.
Scott, I'm not debating that people
do
not
once
get their wallets stolen.
I will
in
not
aquariums
go to an aquarium again.
I don't even know
what pulse. That's fine. I'm going to take up all the room. I fucking love aquariums. I don't care if my wallet was stolen.
Where
sharks are going around.
Is,
you know, because the fish don't help you.
They sure don't.
They'll just watch.
Not even that. They don't even watch. Yeah. They're just like, fuck it. I'm in my own world.
Bastard fish.
Yeah.
To be fair, their eyes on the side, it's very hard to watch everything.
Oh, fish defender. I get it.
Did you... what was I talking about? Thanksgiving?
Hashtag not all
You said
fish.
It's the Thanksgiving show, and then you talked about your keys.
Yeah. I was messaging Mike when I was at dinner today, because I was like, we were going to bring food.
Yes.
And we didn't, did we?
Uh-oh.
No. But I have something just as good. Not for everybody, because I don't have enough. But we're going to...
How little did you bring?
I'm hungry.
Hunger is not the part of it. Oh, no. He got did he get Thanksgiving
I don't know
soda?
What he
no, it's soda, but it tastes like dessert.
That's what I said.
It's pecan pie, John.
Pecan.
We're going to have our own pecan pie slumber fest. Slumber
it's
fest?
Kind of warm.
Yeah, it's been
warm.
In my backpack.
Why didn't you put it in
You've been
your
here for like
a
half hour.
We have a fridge here. Why didn't you put that in there?
Because, man.
Or stuff it in the ice thing, and then it would have like at least...
Because you're not supposed to bring outside drinks in here.
Mike's the owner. He literally probably could have let you slide on that
one.
I don't know if this is twist off, so I brought my can opener.
Ingredients.
Can we honestly go and like get these cold for like 10 minutes before trying them?
Mike!
I'm right here.
Uh-oh. Who's at the bar?
John!
Fuck it. I'm gonna get...
What you want?
Can we get some cups of ice?
No.
John doesn't...
No, I was saying, like, stick them in the ice. Like, stick them in something.
Fine,
cold.
Just get a big thing of ice you can stick things in.
Yeah, get a bucket of ice.
Why don't we bring them over to the bar?
That's what I was saying.
Fine, go bring them over to the bar. Fine. Oh, boy, anticlimactic. Now we can't... This is why I hate John.
That's not what you're doing.
It's not anticlimactic. No. It's actually building to the climax.
Is it? Because they're like, oh, we're going to wait. People are going to be like, oh, man, I can't wait to...
Did you want the climax at the start of the show?
Sometimes. Sometimes the climax at the very beginning is like, oh, they're going to do more than this. And then we don't. And by that time, 40 minutes have passed. I'm talking about the podcast, not anything else.
Why don't we have bigger crowds? That's what I'm wondering.
Because
with this foolproof plan of yours.
Because of sex acts? What are you talking about?
Because of sex acts. No, no, no. Mm. Just your plan of where we put the climax.
But, well, that, I guess that takes care of my Thanksgiving.
Okay, well, we'll get there.
No, we're going to get there. We
no, it's right here.
Skip around.
Podcast topics.
Okay.
Next, we're going to talk about lists.
Okay.
Lists.
What's up?
Do you guys know how to do lists?
Yeah.
How? Yeah.
Next.
You write something and you write a thing under that.
Yeah, but I'm not good at it.
Is it
Example.
Part?
Example.
I'm going out of town tomorrow, so I'm trying to write things, a list of things to remember to pack.
Okay.
And I'm not good at it. You want me to read this stuff?
Yes.
Okay, so what do you do? So say you have like 5 things you know you need to do. How do you make a list?
Exactly. That's what I'm asking.
I want to know the challenges. So say you need 5 things to do. So let's just throw them out here. So you have to go get groceries, buy beer, pack a sleeping bag, pack a tent, and charge your cell phone. Let's make a list.
Spoilers, John just did.
Yeah, but you did it fine. I didn't. This is what I have I have to do for tomorrow. This is what I need to pack. This is all the stuff I wrote.
That's a lot of stuff. Where are you going? Are you going on a trip?
No.
Are you coming back?
But I wrote, okay, so I wrote to pack. I wrote clothes, shirts, fancy shirts, swimmy.
Shirts.
Balls.
Swimmy balls?
No. Just swimmy is one thing and balls is another.
Swimmy?
Where are you going?
Swimmy. North.
Thank you. That totally answers why you would pack swimming and balls.
Tennis balls.
Tennis
but
balls.
I know that.
Okay.
I don't have to specify if I know what it is.
Okay.
No, we're not saying
swimmy is a swimming suit, John.
Okay. Yeah, I know. But okay, go. But you said you're going north, which would be colder, which is why I asked about the swimming.
A pool, John. Not all of the Wisconsin's been warm lately. It's like 58 degrees.
True.
I'm sweating right now.
The list is going fine, by the way.
I wrote Fribzy, and it didn't autocorrect it.
Fribzy, but you know, it's a Frisbee.
Yeah, I know what it is, but the phone doesn't.
Okay.
Lighter.
Okay.
Book birthdays.
Wait, what?
Glasses. No, funny
book,
hat.
Wait, book birthdays.
I got condiments for the bathroom because I couldn't remember the
wait, word. Book birthdays?
All right, yeah. Book birthdays and condiments for the bathroom.
I couldn't think of the word, so I just wrote book.
Toiletries?
Is that what it is? It's got to be something else. It starts with a C. What's the word that starts with a C in the bathroom?
Crest toothpaste?
No. All of it, Mike.
Cunt scrub.
I wrote meds, and then I put meds in quotes afterwards.
So you're not bringing your meds.
Props, maybe, with a question mark? What kind of, pants?
Props. Aren't pants part of clothes?
Yeah, but if I forget to bring the pants, then it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, that's why you have the list and the
But do I just specify everything in the list?
No, no, but it's up to you. It's up to you how to make yourself.
Because
yourself
if I wrote clothes,
yes.
I would have forgot fancy shirts or shirts, maybe.
Why do you write clothes then?
Sweatshirts. I got to bring sweatshirts.
Okay.
A sweat. Oh, just sorry.
You're
a
right.
Sweatshirt.
No, you're right. You are bad at lists.
Hoodie. I'll write a hoodie because I don't know what that means.
So where are you? So you're going to like a resort?
No, just a cabin.
But that has a pool.
Yeah.
Outside or inside?
In a building. In a different building. This isn't the point, John. We're not talking about the fucking where I'm going. It's the lists.
No, because that answers the questions of what you're bringing. Why are you bringing a lighter?
Because you got to burn things, John. How else are you going to start things on fire, John?
Flint? With match?
Yeah, I don't have flints or matches.
Okay.
I almost said Blanche.
But how are you going to start things with a lighter? You can't just like go up to the wood and just...
Yeah, you can. That's how fires work. Have you never had a fire, John?
Are you honestly telling me that you've walked into a stack of wood and put a lighter under it and lit up?
Oh, I forgot wine.
Is that what the...
No, I got wine.
You got wine?
Vodka. I got to put vodka.
Yeah.
Did I put food? I didn't put food.
Food?
Glow sticks. Perfect.
Glow sticks. Yep.
I feel like also you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself. Like, what, are you the only one who has to bring anything?
No, this is, I mean, this is just my stuff.
That's a perfect bore. All right.
What are you perfect bore? Oh, poor. He didn't want to drink my soda so he could drink his beer. And then he's like, I'm full. You're a dick. I brought a gift for you.
Why are you running into
this? This is Thanksgiving. I brought
jumping into the future. We're going to be fine.
Oh, yeah. God. What if I don't like it now?
So if the... That's the whole point of the segment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would have found out by now.
Well, now that
it's still
going to
happen. We're just making sure it's cold because if it's cold and bad, then it's better than being warm and bad.
That's...
At least it gets a fair shot. I mean, it's supposed to be super
yes.
cold.
Yeah.
It's not fair to it if we drink it as warm
Question.
And bad because then we won't know.
When you go to a store and say, hello, sir.
Hello, store.
Hello,
Hello, sir.
Hello,
I'm a ma'am.
Hello, sir, ma'am, or...
And burp.
Or
I'm the name. So full of soda. Not soda.
Water?
Yeah. But what if... Okay, let's say you go to the store and say, hello, Mr. Man, or ma'am.
Smam. They prefer smam.
Hello, smam.
You walk up to the bakery area and go, hello, give me a pie. And they're like, sure, let's put it in the freezer first. Yep. No, they cook it and bake it, John.
Yep.
You don't cool...
That's pie. This is soda.
Ah, this is what... They lost the one girl in the audience. She... Because all the pie talking, I think.
I think she just wanted to go get laid.
Probably.
Yeah, I think that's really
And I sealed
happened.
The deal.
You
She's
welcome.
Like, this guy is not as interesting as you, honey. And he's like, yeah, more interesting than my dick. Wait, less interesting...
Is that why they like casually, slowly put on their clothes? And
yeah,
then,
because
like, they got
thinking,
up not to be rude. Is that what?
Because
they're
casually,
so excited to.
They're
fuck?
Casually like putting their clothes on because like, oh man, I can't wait to fucking take this off. I'm going to savor putting it on, right? It's
I
not
guess.
Even that cold outside.
No, it's not.
So they're like, we're getting warm. So when we get house, we can take all the clothes off, John. See, I know
you're
how,
probably really aroused right now. I'm very.
I'm not. I am one of the least aroused person ever. Do you think if you watched?
Let's just let that. Stay there.
That's,
keep going.
I don't know what you mean. No, I was going to segue, actually.
Yeah, I know.
Would you ever watch someone have sex in front of you? Like, anybody?
Yeah.
See? There you
not
go.
Not anybody. I mean...
Not anybody, but like...
Yeah,
yeah.
But, yeah, I would. Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
All right, well...
The right somebodies?
I honestly thought you guys were going to say a different answer. Let's
you
just
thought
keep...
we were going to say no?
I don't know.
Are you offering?
I look at that last thing on this topic. Watch people doing it. I'm going to delete it now.
But you wouldn't, right?
I don't know. Maybe. Just for fun.
Well, that's the whole point. It's not...
Oh, no, I would
do it
for
scientific
for,
purposes.
Work.
Like, we would just... For
well, I mean, like, I won't be like, yeah, I gotta watch them. Like, if you, like, walk in the room and, like, some people are making out or going down on each other, like, well, I'm not gonna fucking leave the room. And if they're okay with it, I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna sit here and work on my crossword puzzle. You know?
Hey.
Okay.
All right. You can do what you want, I guess.
Or fine. Or
have you ever,
Sudoku. Or
have you ever walked in on
search.
People having sex before?
Maybe. I did in college. I walked into a study room and like.
Lady room. Yeah. Go ahead.
I can't remember how it was, but I can't remember the girl was going down on the guy. The guy was going down on the girl. But the guy just got up and ran out, and the girl's sitting there like, oh, he has the keys. And like, down here.
And you weren't like, can I finish that up?
No, because she's like, he's really drunk. And then she got up and wandered away. And then he came back down and got his keys. They were like, it was fucking funny, man. They forgot half their shit because they ran out of there so fast. And we were just down there playing cards. I didn't even go to college there. I just was there.
Weird. No, I know.
I used to drink a lot, John.
I know, yeah.
Before okay. I knew you.
You sobered him up? That's
weird. Kind of. Wow. He drinks enough for the two of us, right?
Jesus.
My hands are cold now. Don't come on. I touched your lip. Anyways, what was next?
No, no. We like to go from the bottom of the list, though. We found that
okay.
works better.
Okay. Google completes porn.
Google completes porn.
Okay.
Why don't they?
Wait.
Wait, what?
Why don't they do it?
What
Why
do you
don't
mean?
Complete porn?
Yeah, it doesn't let you.
Wait.
Wait.
So God damn it. Okay. Oh, I forgot to. For who haven't been here before. We talk about random stuff and shit goes weird. Next. Google completes porn. Why not, John?
I don't know your context here.
I don't know the question.
So are you saying that you start to type
like
a type of porn?
Because like, let's say I'll say who, and they'll be like, who? And the Google's like, whoa, hold on, fuck, I got this for you. Who is the new president of the United States? Who got booted off on the first season of Survivor? Who, where the wild things are? Who is the you are? And you're like, okay, they use like 85 things. But if you start typing give me a porn name.
See? Ava Devine.
There. So you start like, it's like, Ava, then it's like, Mendez? No. Diving? No, you know what I'm going to type. And then, like, you type the name, and then even if you, like, start typing, like, and it's like, near future? Like, no, just you know I'm going to type nude, or, like, well, fuck, or whatever. You start typing F, and it's like, foundation, fundraiser, functioning alcoholic. You're like, no, just say fuck. And then it doesn't let you, it always, like, if you, yeah, it pisses me off, John. Where you... This isn't... Is this going bad? Is this a bad episode, John?
No, stop it.
I had
stop
a lot of sugar
that.
Today.
Stop saying that.
I had caffeine. I had so much caffeine.
Here's the issue, is that you're typing it into Google.
She has giant breasts.
There's...
Honestly,
yeah.
She has like a surgery face.
Yeah.
John, she has a surgery face.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know.
She has a balloon face, John.
I don't know what that means.
She has a balloon surgery face.
I don't know what that means.
Yes, you do. And you're smiling.
By
you see.
Just saying it over and over doesn't mean I get what you mean.
Okay, what does a balloon do?
It inflates.
Yes. And she has a face. What does the face look like then? It looks like her face inflated, John, like a surgery balloon.
He didn't do that to
I
her.
Didn't you're choose her. I didn't. Yeah, I didn't write her letters until she did it. I'm just saying, why are you typing what you want for porn in Google?
Okay.
There are so many websites that have a search engine, so when you do type it, they bring up their own search engine.
Yes, John. But then you get only what the website offers. Because if you want to go to PornTube or URed.com and fuckhand.com,
there's YouPorn, RedTube, XHamster, XVideos. Like, these
Wait,
are all things you can...
Fuck Hand?
Yeah, what's Fuck Hand? Is it fuckfuckhand.com?
I hope it's... I said .net, but man, let's see if it's a... Oh, no, look, I did. Porn's... I hate keyboards.
So we solved your issue. Don't go switch to another site.
Fuck.
Wait, okay.
Or type the whole word that you're looking for. I mean, is that too much effort?
Yeah, don't look at what they're suggesting. Just type it in general.
But I'm just so lazy. fuckfuckhand.net. Because, I mean, honestly, if you're that's not a real website.
No.
No, it's probably spam on there, too.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah, there goes, whoa.
What was I saying?
Okay, what we were saying, what are you typing in
that isn't found on
your porn sites?
Is it the word amateur? Because that's a hard word to spell.
Man, it is. Boy, oh boy. Is vowels in it? Almost
Can
old.
Can you not type couch auditions?
Almost old vowels. Those are boring after a while, man. They're too far away. John, they're too far away. The monitor's only this big. It's only as big
as your
phone.
You're watching porn on your phone?
Why are you watching porn on your phone?
Like on the bus or whatever.
Why are you watching porn?
Don't ever watch porn on your phone.
Or on the bus.
Why, John? Why not watch porn on your phone?
Because it's so small and it can ruin your data. Like, just go to, like, a shitty laptop.
It can ruin your data. Listen to this grandpa over here. He's a... It can ruin your data, John. Tell me how it ruins your data.
Because you can get viruses and fuck up your phone.
Oh my god, ruin your data.
He's so on board with bullying me about that right now.
I don't know, it just sounds like something he, like an old teacher would say, kids, watch out, you ruin your data.
And you'll never go to college.
You want that paper done? Too bad, your data's all broken. You and your kids and your phone porns.
Porn on the bus.
This isn't even phone sex.
This is the last thing that's sacred that I own. Like, this is the one thing that doesn't have fucking porn.
That's the last thing that's sacred?
Like, that's the thing. Like, this is the one thing that doesn't have porn on it, and I want to keep it that way. I just want something that doesn't have porn in my house.
That's what this laptop is.
That's your porn laptop?
No, it's no porn laptop. No porn.
Fucking Switch.
No, why?
It's a bigger screen.
I'm okay with this laptop not being his porn laptop.
Yeah.
That decision.
What would you do at work? Just go to work and be like, time to pull out the laptop. No, John.
Wait, don't pull up porn at work.
Why? You're on the Wi-Fi.
You're at work.
But you're bored.
Do not pull up porn at work.
You guys. Boy. You guys have a lot of standards.
Two standards. Not on a bus and not at work. Also not in a church or at a restaurant.
Or
not in front of your mom.
Well, no, that's just weird.
In front of your animal is fine.
Dude, in front of the animals is awkward.
Wait, the rest you're cool with.
Okay, so, like, my cat is like, he's like, hey.
Hey.
What would you do if your animal...
What would you do if I sang out?
No. Is this all the cat talking?
No. What would your pets... Like, if your pets could suddenly understand you one day, you're like, hey, cat and dog, guess what? Remember how I took your balls out? I brought you to the vet and removed your balls so you wouldn't be perverted. I'm watching other people have sex to pervert myself, dog. And he's like, what the fuck, man?
That's a lot of information.
I could have been humping a pillow this whole time, but I don't have a drive. Yeah. Whoops. Uh-oh.
Was the voice recognition?
Apparently, it just typed up, man, that's a lot of... And then there's a dog picture. Vet ranch.
Vet ranch.
It's a lot of men tweets, man. Why did my fitness pal open? I thought I deleted that app.
No, it's a lot of us searching phones for a podcast.
No, I'm not searching. I'm still talking, though. John is just being... He's looking at sacred things.
Porn.
Well, that guy out there, he's on his phone. Who knows what he's porning at, looking at?
Probably not porn.
How do you know?
He's on the street.
Yeah. It's the best place to look. You're not at work or at church. You're not in a building.
Yeah, but you're walking. I wouldn't want to be looking at porn while walking.
So let's get to this point. You are too lazy to go to actual websites to search for what you want. Even say what you want that you can't find.
Yeah, no,
what
is the thing, John. Here's the thing.
What are you looking for?
Like I said,
what are you looking for?
I don't.
What are you looking for?
I like watching porn because it's funny.
What are you looking for?
Are you looking for the?
Do you know what I do?
What do you search?
I play.
Do you look for porn bloopers?
Hold on. Yes, they're fucking great. No, what I like to do is I like to.
Pun intended.
I like to.
Great
fucking.
Oh, I was like they're having sex with a grating iron. Or whatever it's called.
Yep.
No, what is fun to do is like when you're just bored and like fuck, what should I do? And you, like, you'll just think of just random words and type it into porn to see what shows up.
Like so, porn like sites, you mean, or just
yeah, whatever, man. Like, or just to see if porn shows up or not, like to see how graphic you can be, but PG at the same time.
Like what?
What's the one I said the other day, CJ? I said something funny like I don't fucking remember. Explosion at the Hand Job Factory or something.
That's just pretty graphic.
Yeah.
It's like not really.
I wonder if there's a porn about that.
I mean, I just want to see what shows up.
Most hand job factory. That's every hand job.
I think the word hand job is what, you know, tipped it over the edge.
I don't know, because if you type of some things, like, they just have, like, soccer videos.
Wait, what?
You're saying that if you Google hand job,
don't use your hands.
Exactly.
What?
I don't know. Maybe there's an explosion, you lost your hands. I don't know, Mike. I don't write this stuff.
You just wrote all of that. So you're talking about when you're bored, you like typing in things that might be porn, but they might not. So you're angry that Google isn't finishing your thought about fake porn funny things that you want to look for.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes.
Have you tried asking Jeeves?
Does he
Bing is super great at finishing your porn thoughts.
Does it?
No, I don't know what that is. I've never used Bing.
You don't know what Bing is?
No, I know what it is.
John is all sorts of mixed signals tonight, Mike. Why? I'm giggly. I don't know why.
Okay.
I had a lot of French fries, John.
What? You just said you had a lot of sugar.
Yeah, I had some Dr. Pepper.
Did you put some sugar on your French fries?
Did you just eat Dr. Pepper and French fries before you came here?
No, John. It was called supper. No, my parents were back from out of town. They're gone for like 2 months.
Okay.
So we went out to dinner tonight.
Where'd you go?
French fry club? What's Batman? Batman?
What's Batman?
Batman.
He's a vigilante.
Batman's Robin died, and he became Red Robin. That's it. I was trying to remember the color of the store.
Of the store.
So you started with Batman.
Because it's his partner, Robin.
Yeah.
So you had unlimited steak fries, and then what'd you get for your meal?
A hamburger, man. What do you think? What do you get there?
What kind? There's like 80.
The one with the egg on it.
Wait, what kind? Let me start with the Green Lantern. He's from another planet. Another planet like an egg. With the one with the egg on it. Egg,
yes.
Yeah, good.
Oh, actually. Not the hamburger. Okay, this is what makes me mad. When people ask, like, I wish that food was easier to order.
Okay.
Like, you go, I like this. I'm like, I already fucking went through all these things. I know all the toppings because you listed them all and you'd made the fucking dumb names and then all this stuff. And you're like, I would like the Red Robin burger, please. And like, hold on. You did one part. I have more questions for you. Do you want it pink or no pink? Which doesn't matter because no matter what you say, it comes well done. And then it's like, well, do you want the yolk to run your... Or, I'm like, it doesn't matter because you won't fucking listen anyways. Like, do you want normal fries? I'm like, yes. If I wanted something extra, I'd tell you. And then they just keep asking you questions. Why do they name the hamburger something stupid? So you just go, I want this package. I don't go, please give me a hamburger with egg on it with a runny yolk and a little bit of pink in the middle with the hamburger stuff. I say, I want this. And they ask more questions.
Do you just realize how easy that is to say that to them?
No.
I would like the egg burger with a runny yolk and some pink, please. And then they'll go, thank you.
But then what about the cheese and the other stuff? John, there's too much involved, but they try to make it easier, but then they still ask questions because the name is too bland.
Because that's literally their job, because if you did not answer those questions and it came to you and it wasn't right, people would complain.
People are dicks.
That's why they ask.
Yeah. Where'd my phone go?
Pocket?
Right pocket.
You're right. Ding, ding, ding.
I remember shit.
What's the next topic we're going to talk about, John?
Why do you get so upset about... Have you ever been a server before?
No.
Ah.
Meh. Still tip them. Still tip servers,
20%?
John. 20%?
No. Ever?
Oh, look at that. He automatically thinks I'm negative, asshole. John.
Do you start at 20?
Yes.
Do you go up or down? Or do you just stay at a 20 no matter what?
20 is 90% of the time. If you could tell, like, if they...
Sorry, it seems like 80% would have been more logical questions.
Right, it would have been. But if they, like, but usually I'll round up. Or if, like, they were refilling waters and you could tell that, or if we had a coupon, then we'll tip 20% on what the bill would have been. It's only if, like, massive bad service, we'll still tip 18.
So I'm wrong that I don't tip 20?
Yes.
What are you basing that off of, John?
Because a lot of servers get jack shit, so unless they are not doing a good job, you should automatically tip 20%.
I tip 25, bitch. Mic drop, bitch.
Did you have a coupon?
No.
Did you pay for the meal?
Probably. No, I just left and said, here's $4.
You were with your parents. Maybe they picked up the tab.
I'm not talking about today. I had nothing to do with the bill today. Whoa. What are you talking about?
Whoa. You're getting very defensive.
I'm not getting defensive. I feel bad because my parents are like, what do you think? This much? I'm like, no, you should do this. I don't think so. I'm like, no, it's like, it's pretty much a standard now. And then some people are like, no, it's not. It's like this much. And they work as a server person. What are they called? Servers? Yeah. Fuck.
So your parents don't tip as much?
They're old. I mean, come on. Mike, how old are you?
Older than you.
See? They're older than him.
Yeah. I used to 15 usually, and then but now it's usually 20, mostly because it's easier math.
It is. Yes.
Yeah. My dad grew up eating rice.
Okay.
His dad is Asian.
I was going to say he fought in World War II.
That's where he learned it from.
Back again at the Google. Fuck, my notes. Where are my notes?
Oh, John, let's get those sodas.
Hey, John, bring them on up.
Please.
Whoa, Jinx sold me a soda.
They'll be here in a moment.
Yeah, really.
I also wrote, do you think, when did AC/DC happen?
70s and 80s.
Early, yeah. I think they actually formed early 70s.
And then the guy died, and the other guy took over.
Jesus?
No.
What?
Yep.
Oh, no. Shit, I meant ABDC. BC.
Oh.
AD and BC. Oh, you mean
ADBC. ADBC.
This is so different than what we were going to talk
about. John, I have my own opener. Please don't. Oh, Jesus. They might be twist-offs as well.
He was holding it the whole time.
Where's my... I lost
it. Yeah, exactly. John, just take care of it.
They're twist-offs, too, I think. No, they're not. Fine. We're going to... Okay. So this is pecan pie soda.
Ugh.
John, do you like pecan pie?
Yeah. Ooh, pecan pie is great.
It smells like syrup.
Yeah, it's cane soda.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
It smells just like sugar.
Oh, you know what? I bet... Okay, remember those people left? She was excited about getting free stuff, and they're like, we're going to wait for later, and she left. Uh-huh. Told ya.
Mike, the ingredients? Yeah. What did you say?
I did. It's
water,
cane sugar,
natural flavors, sea salt, and carbon dioxide. Like,
this is all natural, John. There's no preservatives.
Why are there pecan? Like, why aren't there pecans?
That's a natural flavor.
That's a natural flavor, John. Natural flavors. It's the third thing you said.
You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, cheers.
Oh, yeah, we're going to cheers it?
Yeah, sure.
No. God damn it, I don't like nut soda.
You picked this.
You picked pecan pie soda.
I still have like three more bottles. I came in a six pack. How was I supposed to know? It's salty. The soda is salty. Soda is supposed to be sweet. Cane sugar is before sea salt, John.
There's 135 milligrams of sodium.
Holy fuck. What does the normal one do? What is this?
Doesn't say.
6% of your daily sodium intake.
15% of your normal carbs. Hey, oh, we can drink three more.
You don't know fucking math.
I don't like math. I do like math. Anyways.
That's terrible.
Jesus Christ. Is it that bad? It's salty.
Bad sugar.
It's not that bad.
Audience member is trying it. He likes it.
Nothing I would seek out, I don't think.
It tastes like something happened to my maple syrup pancakes.
Yeah. Yeah, it tastes like maple syrup.
Yeah.
He said that's fucked up.
It tastes good.
No, it's not.
It tastes like maple. I should have just opened one bottle we could have shared.
That would probably.
Then I could throw the other three in the street.
Right.
But guess who's bringing this to our friend Peter's Thanksgiving?
Woo.
Feed the dog.
I think I might throw a little rum or vodka in here.
Actually,
right. Rum, a spiced rum would probably be great.
Wow. Too bad we didn't do it at the beginning. We could have done that by now, but the show's almost over.
Oh,
wow.
No.
Whoa.
No, it's not. It's like, you know,
it can be over whenever we want it to be over.
Yeah. Anyways.
Oh, don't burp with it.
No.
ADBC.
Oh, it's like, okay, yes.
I'm going to put it under my ice.
When did it start?
Oh, God.
It's ice. I put it in the ice so it's colder. Maybe it'll be better. It's pie. Pie you always serve warm.
All right. After death and before Christ. What's up?
Anti Domini.
Yeah, it's Latin stuff.
Yeah, it's not before Christ and after death.
Yeah. That's how you remember. That's how you remember it.
Yeah.
That's how you remember it.
Yeah.
What was BC in?
Before Christ.
Wait, are we AD right now?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. I screwed a lot of stuff up. I thought we were BC. No. Oh, shit. BC and AD. That's not alphabetical order.
Remember that cartoon from the 70s and 80s called BC? Well, Cavemen.
I don't remember what it was called. Yeah, I know what it is. He's got the crazy hair.
Oh, okay.
And he throws the tablets in the water. And I'm like,
it was called BC.
But, oh, yeah, but still, stones don't float, so the comics is bullshit anyways.
Wow.
You know, I read my comics for factual comedy.
Just like my favorite factual comic, Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah.
Dude, it's imagination. It's all it is. How can that not be fact? He thought of all those things. He thought of being a space monster. Man. Oh, God, you're right. Burpee is bad.
Yeah, I told you burpee is bad.
What is this?
Oh, no. John's yawning in the middle of the podcast.
Sabotage dates?
No.
Lists. Thanks. Thanks. You spent Thanksgiving with two words.
Yeah, phone's stupid. This phone is stupid, by the way.
Why did you get that, Scott?
No.
I remember when you bought that, we all went, why?
Because it was cheap.
Can't complain about it.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm a observational opinionist.
Just like Seinfeld.
No. What is it?
What's the deal with cheap phones?
Oh, boy. No, I like to...
You think you're getting a deal, but all it does is deal with you?
Thanksgiving?
No.
Am I giving thanks for giving?
Or are we giving some thanks?
I want to know when he dies, what are the eulogies will be like?
Oh, it's going to be great.
Probably Larry David going, I can't believe I'm lived him.
He's like, oh, how much does this funeral cost? I'm Jewish.
Whoa.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, but they can say that.
You can. Yeah, they can. I know, but I was doing an impression of him, so it's okay.
No,
that's how it works.
If you
pretend to be them, you can say their words.
No. You can't say, I'm DMX, and then drop the N-word.
Oh,
like, you can't
I sure can in my car. X gonna give it to you. What?
No, wait, you're singing you the song. You're
bring
just singing
it on your own. X gonna deliver it to you. Knock, open up the door. It's real. Don't stop, pop, stainless steel.
I'm just more fascinated that you know the like most of that song. It's
yeah,
just really happy.
I listened to it a lot in college. I don't know why, but I know the.
While you're walking on people having sex,
like, I don't know.
That's what you should have said when that couple that guy ran out. He's like, "Can X give it to you?"
Yeah, that's his ex girlfriend.
No.
Then how did you know this? All right, now that it's settled with the ice.
Any better?
It's worse, it's worse. Oh, no. No. Where's my, fuck
your
my
water.
Water
is the soda now. Yes.
You turn your water into soda.
You're like I'm Jesus.
A.D.
A.D.
Wait, anodotemony.
After death.
So... Was there a year zero?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, but they didn't call it that.
Why not?
What?
Why not?
What not? Because they didn't declare
they didn't
the year zero.
Concept,
when
yeah.
did? Here's the thing that fucks me up. All right, we're going to draw this line in the sand.
Yeah.
The sands of time. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
For the setup. The sand. Let's draw this line. Everything before this will count up. Everything after this will count up as well. But from this point... So people are like, hey man, I was born in 1958. AD. Shit. BC. How did the
so
people.
They've been dead for 3,000 years.
Yeah, how do people know what year they were born?
I don't know. It makes no sense.
Did they have a number and then stop and then just flip and reverse
I think
it?
I thought they just lived and then when they died, it just happened.
But they were put in the tombstones.
There were known.
Why?
Because it was 3,000 years ago and they didn't have as.
So. Do you think there's dead people under us right now?
What?
Yeah. Cool. There's bones under here. Where did all the dead people go? People build a lot of houses. There's never bones there. What's happening? Why are you looking out the window so far? Because
I'm thinking.
Jesus Christ, John. Don't scare me.
There's dead people. You mean immediately below us right now?
Probably.
I don't know. Maybe.
And let's say in a 10-foot diameter.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I know this building used to be the horse stables for the building next door.
Probably dead horses.
Yeah. I'm sure.
That's where they would bury them.
How come
there is so much horse blood below here that dry? Like there, you can't even imagine.
Placentas everywhere.
Placentas everywhere.
Placentas everywhere.
How come whenever people tell stories of ghosts, they're never like ghost dogs or like ghost birds?
Because they're probably not real.
Yeah.
Animals?
Or just ghosts in general.
Animals are real.
That's what my only guess is because there should be ghosts of other things. Yeah, there should be ghosts all the time if they were real.
Like plants?
No.
Do you think it'd be ghost trees? Be like, I'm going to climb this tree. Oh, you disappeared, ghost.
That would be amazing.
That would be fucking
good. If someone climbed a ghost tree and it just disappears, like, ha-ha, I'm not real.
What do you think all the... There's like... Why do you think you see, like, nests on the ground? Like, oh, that ghost tree got those birds. Long con. It's like, I need some ghost baby birds.
That's a really funny bit, Scott.
I don't do bits anymore.
When you see a bird nest lay on the ground, that's from a ghost tree.
Because, I mean, it's a ghost. He's lonely. So he's like, I have a whole bird family.
The time that the tree presented itself as a real tree and a squirrel, like, built a nest and then all of a sudden just disappeared in the whole nest. The leaves just fall down and then the squirrel comes back. It's like,
Fuck.
Wait, so the leaves were real, but the tree was fake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like the squirrel built a whole home around the fake tree. And then, like, he built its nest with real leaves, and then it just disappeared, and the leaves were just...
How did I start playing Pokemon Go? I
don't know.
There's a... Oh, they're all gone.
Is a Pokemon buried underneath here?
There might be. John, they're not real.
Is it ghosts or Pokemon?
I didn't say Pokemon ghosts.
Pokemon. That would be a great... Let's patent it. Pokemon ghosts.
There's ghost Pokemon.
No.
Or do you mean, like, you catch all the ones that died in battle?
No, just Ghost Pokemon as an app where you just catch ghosts, but it's like Pokemon Go. They'll tell you where ghosts are in the vicinity.
Then why don't you call it Pokemon? Because they'll sue you. It's... You gotta call it...
We'll spell it different. We'll spell it different.
It's gonna be Pokemon Ghost without the oompla or the O.
Oompla?
Yeah.
Yeah, the guys that make the chocolate for Willy Wonka.
I think the word is umlaut, and that's not even what that is. It's over the E as well, not the O.
No, it's the umpla over the O.
Umpla. John, sometimes I'm worried about you.
Why?
Because your brain doesn't make sense, man.
Don't you dare say that to me.
I want to see what this tastes like hot. Have you ever had hot soda?
No.
It's a really fucked up feeling. Because
why are you drinking warm soda? Why? You're not poor.
Because every year when I was younger, I'd go camping and I'd always forget about the sodas I had in the car, and then it'd burn like 100 and some degrees, and like the sodas you'd open like time for a soda on the way home, you go ka-chick, you're like yeah, and it's just like you're drinking tea, but it bubbles, so it like hurts twice as much.
You're a dumb kid.
I'm not a kid.
But when you grab the metal can, didn't that feel hot?
Well, it's warm. I'm like, I gotta see what this tastes like. Every year it's a different soda to try it out. I mean, I could do that at home. I could microwave it, I guess.
Every year,
don't microwave a can of soda.
These are bottles, though. It's okay.
No,
Mike, do you have a microwave here?
I don't, no. We have a coffee machine. We can warm it up in there. Like, we can pour it in the water thing.
All that shit up.
We could put this bottle next door on the grill.
We could put it on the grill.
Put some...
grill up some soda.
Are you going to say semen?
No.
What?
Did you ever... Oh, my God. Damn it. So many ideas I have, but we can't... We're almost out of time. Do you think... what kind of buffets do you like? Why is there, like, no taco buffets?
Oh, it would just be a fucking mess.
Would it?
Probably. I don't know.
Well, yeah. So, say you had a taco buffet. So, then you have the... So you have the regular shells and the crispy shells, and keeping regular tortilla shells is hard together. Like, they always stick together, and there's going to be a mess, and people are gross. And then you have the crunchy shells, where people would grab them and destroy them, so there'd just be broken taco shells everywhere. Then you get to the meat, and you have to, like, find the right spoon to put it on top of a taco where it doesn't spill everywhere.
You gotta find the right spoon? Do they have a whole thing of them? So you just go, like, oh, gotta find the right one in this mess of spoons?
No. When you set up the taco buffet, you have to get the right, like, spatula or spoon to get the meat grabbed and then put in there so it doesn't spill everywhere.
Yeah, but you do that and you're fine for the rest of the time.
But again, I just told you how difficult it would be just to get the shells together.
Then
you have the meat, and then you got all those toppings where people are going to grab shit and, like, throw it on top of tacos. Like diced tomatoes and lettuce and cheese. Like, you need little
grabbers. Oh, like a salad bar. Oh my God, those are always so horrible.
They are.
Are they, John?
They're with a lot of gross salad bars.
Yeah, but not my taco bar. I mean
your taco bar.
I got it's an idea.
You have an idea? You
want to make a taco bar?
I'm saying that the shells is what does not keep it together.
I'm just saying every time I go to fucking Qdoba and I'm like, I would like these, and they just like slap a little on, I'm like, motherfucker. Give me more of that. I would put more of that on there. Like, that costs 75 cents extra. I'm like, fuck.
What? No, if you say a little bit more, they'll put a little bit more on
it. I don't know. Whatever.
You're scared to say...
I am afraid of people, John. You don't yell at the work.
No. But you're afraid... No, that's the whole thing, is that they make the burrito in front of you so you can tell them if you want a little bit more. So if you want more queso, just say, can I have a little more queso, please? And as long as you don't say that for every ingredient,
but then
fine.
You go there and you're like, hey, three tacos, $10. Cool. Fucking great. I'm still hungry after three tacos, because you can eat tacos forever. But they're like, hey, you want a burrito? That's $8. I'm like, just can I have like a taco and a burrito that are smaller? But you can't, because they're so big, and no matter how little they put in there, it still can cost you $8, John.
You have different problems than other people.
But
That doesn't seem like a real problem.
It really is. I went to Qdoba last night, and I'm still kind of mad.
What happened?
I just told you the story.
You were just hungry?
Yeah. You can't just go to Taco Bar, John. This is turning dark. This is turning into a dark episode.
Well, Scott, what part of that giant burrito they give you did not fill you up?
I didn't say it didn't fill me up. I'm just saying I wanted more of a variety. Is that too much to
What do you mean more of a variety?
You go to a taco bar, you go to an Indian bar, you go to a China bar, you go to what other pizza bar? You don't just go, "Hello, pizza bar. I would like a cheese pizza, please."
But they're not a buffet.
And they give you a whole fucking pizza. And you're like, "Damn it! I wish I had more chances of options."
But they're not.
You can go up there, be like, "Give me a pepperoni and sausage. Give me a pepperoni and
They're not a buffet. They are a burrito place where you can pick your options.
But
That's
this,
different.
Man, what? I just want to see what how different the taste of chickens are.
Good night, everybody.